On Earth, at the end of the year 2008, a balance was tipped. For the first time in our history, more people were living in cities than not. Urban migrations and growing populations over the past decades have remade what cities are, made them vibrant centers of progress and possibility, more cosmopolitan, more diverse, and more challenging. How to transport a growing workforce to the workplace? How to circulate goods and services? How to keep people safe? Last year, we saw more than a dozen young women, graduating seniors, take what they learned from their peers, their mentors, and their teachers, and head off to college. For some, it was a dream that hadn't even entered their mind a few years before. The prevalence of wrongful conviction in the United States was long a matter of speculation, until a breakthrough discovery in DNA evidence, called the polymerase chain reaction, led to the first exoneration of a wrongly convicted man in 1989. Two young legal aid attorneys in New York City, Barry Scheck and Peter Neufeld, saw the promise in this infallible new tool to shine a light on a system that was delivering guilty verdicts often through error and misconduct. Their small group of pro bono lawyers and volunteers became the Innocence Project.